So Barrett House Studios in Randwick offers fully funded 3-month residencies for artists working across disciplines. And this August, the public is invited to preview the creation developed during this residency period. The three artists will present the outcomes of their recent creative explorations and in a gallery environment. And among the featured artists is a man named Kiroshan Govinda, whose installation, and it's called Neela, it draws inspiration from his South African Tamil heritage, as well as a depiction of two events, his parents' wedding and the 1989 Solarmax mission. And I've got the man on the line with me here now to explain it a little better. Kiroshan, how are you doing?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I just wanted to ask, right, what was the inspiration for you to sort of produce your own art? Like, what was the first artistic piece that really grabbed you, right? And how did you become involved with Barrett House Studios themselves?
Well, I live close by, and I've been keeping track of things happening. And I'm sorry, I'm answering the second question first because it's easier.
That's okay.
I've kind of got into the Randwick Council's mailing list and saw this opportunity come through one day. And I guess artists like myself are so desperately in need of space to make work. The space is just insanely competitive in Sydney. And especially for myself and a lot of my colleagues, our practices are a bit experimental. It's not often stuff that we do for profit. It's their mode to educate community and like start conversations. So it's really like the space that's needed for that. Like we do rely on things like these, on grants and things like spaces provided by local councils. So when it came up, I just had to apply for it. It was really good opportunity. And sorry, what was the first question again?
Well, the first question I was asking sort of about how you got into art in the first place.
Okay, Well, my father actually was very into art when I was growing up, and he actually is a doctor, but he paints. Like, that's his like massive passion. So every day he comes home and paints.
So it's sort of his hobby.
His hobby. He would say it's more than a hobby. It's his passion. But and my grandfather, he passed away before I was born. But apparently he used to paint quite a lot as well. And it's a pity we don't have any of his work these days. But there's something that's come through generation to generation. So I'm the first in the family that's doing it as a, I guess what you'd call a profession. But, my father and his father both were very, very much into art.
I mean, it's like me. It's like I'm kind of, you know, I'm fairly musical, whereas my old man isn't. So, he is, but, like, not as much as me, right? So it's like, but my grandfather apparently played the oboe. But, like, it's the same kind of thing, right? It sort of maybe skips a generation here or there. But, I mean, what do you think? But, What made you choose your mediums, and how does this affect what you choose to produce? Like, because you're working a lot of, you know, like what are screen printed ceramic tiles?
That's a good question, and I think screen printing is usually used for paper or fabric or things that can normally be quite flat. And I did a residency in Portugal not too long ago, and they are masters at tile making and putting patterns onto tiles. And there I saw for the first time some people using, not exactly like screen printing, but some sort of stencils to transfer patterns onto tiles. And I wanted to try the same with normal screen prints, so screens where you can get almost photographic images onto ceramic tiles. The problem with that is that the surface needs to be completely flat, and ceramics doesn't like being as flat as paper, obviously. So there were some challenges there, but eventually with some experimentation we got to do some prints with screens and the special ceramic glaze that goes through the screen mesh and can be baked, because it has to go into the oven after that, and it gets baked at over 1,000 degrees. So that's how you get that permanent color onto the tiles. So it did take a fair bit of experimentation. It's not something that's commonly done, and certainly no one that I know is doing it in this way. And I guess the medium keeps changing for me. It's whatever is suitable to the research at the time. So I've been doing painting and then textiles and ceramics and a bit of moving image. So it keeps changing depending on what the project calls for at the time. I guess that's what you call a like interdisciplinary practice, where the themes that you talk about is probably the more constant thing, but the material keeps changing and evolving, and you keep playing between different things.
That's fair enough, really. So your piece Nila, right? It's sort of, it is working with the medium of sort of ceramic tiles. You're talking about, yeah, you know, screen printing onto tiles and all that.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the confluence of your parents' wedding and the 1989 Solar Max mission, which was, I believe, to repair a heliocentric satellite?
I always found it interesting how my parents would talk about the time that they saw these NASA mission updates on the news and in South Africa, and it because when I think about their history, I normally let apartheid era South Africa define it. I forget sometimes that there's all these other things that they were interested in at the same time. And I also have an interest in these vernacular family photos. And when I showed some of the people in Portugal these photos, they were so confused as to why this wedding looks like an Indian ceremony. They couldn't. They were so surprised that this ceremony looks so Indian, even though my family has been in South Africa for six generations. The images and symbols and things are so very much like something that would have been in Tamil Nadu back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
So I thought these two events happening at exactly the same time, the Solar Max mission, where the Challenger went up and repaired the Solar Max satellite, and the wedding, they look like they are worlds apart, and distance-wise they are, but they were both things that were very important to the people in the subjects of the artwork.
Like
my parents and their families were watching these events on news. It was a major, major news event for them.
Right.
Just like the wedding was a very important event for them. It's just showing that there's multiple things that make up a person's history.
Mm.
And I think sometimes when you look at, especially diasporic communities, we tend to gravitate towards certain themes, like certain cultural symbols, and have this monoculture idea of our histories. And I just want to break that a little bit and show all these other things that made up the family history.
Yeah, that's super interesting, Kuroshin. Thank you. One last thing before I let you go. What's next? What do you think is next for you after your residency here? And where can we find out more just before I let you go?
Easy way to find out more is on my Instagram. So it's just my first name, Kuroshin, Keroshin. So I update there. And luckily, Ranbury Council has been absolutely fantastic with the space. And it helped me get another residency in Parramatta at Parramatta Artist Studios. So that's another fantastic facility. They gave you the space for 1 year, and there's some amazing artists there that I'm looking forward to working with and learning from. And I'll be exploring these topics a little bit more, maybe changing the scale a little bit and experimenting with other forms.
Hmm.
It's really fantastic working with Randwick Council. And if any artists are out there as well, I'd just highly recommend them to go into the council's arts and culture section of the website. There's other spaces that they have in the big library down in Anzac Parade, there's shows that you can get involved in as well. So,
is there something forthcoming with you in it?
Not in Randwick. So this is a show that's on at the moment. The opening was last night.
Ah, okay.
And it is open for the next 2 days. So if anyone is free tomorrow and the day after, so Saturday and Sunday, from 10 to 2 p.m. Please come by to Barrett House. So Barrett House is at 6 Barrett Place in Randwick. It's very near the Bunnings in Randwick.
Yep.
And we'll be there. So it's myself and two other artists. So there's two other artists in the rest of the house as well. And all three of us will be there, and we'll be happy to chat to you about the work as well. It's a lovely space to explore.
Cool.
So 10 to till 2 tomorrow and the day after at 6 Barrett Place.
Cool. We'll find details and we'll pop them up on the website. Thank you for coming on, Kuroshin.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you. It was really interesting.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Kuroshin Govender there talking about his exhibition with his piece Nila on at the Barrett House residencies. And I mean, I've Googled it, and I mean, it did come up with last night's, but it is, as he said, it is on this weekend, and I'll do my best to try and find info for you and put it up on the website after the show. Now,